Hey there, welcome to lie number 55. I'm your host, Jessica Hoddle, and today we're going to be tackling the lie, I'll never be good enough. You are listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a wife, author, speaker, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Each week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think, to change the way you live. I've talked about not being good enough quite a few times on this podcast in many different ways, whether you didn't feel qualified, just general feelings of not feeling good enough, not worthy enough, just all of the things. And today I just wanted to share a personal story. Is that okay? Cool. Today we're just going to be walking through my own process of what I had to kind of work through in 2020. And this topic is I didn't get the book deal. Plain and simple, I want to walk you through how when you're pursuing something that you know that God has called you to do, how frustrating it can be, how feelings come in as though you'll just never be good enough for the people that you want to speak to or the timeline. Right? You get frustrated because it's just not happening in the time that you think it should happen. Let me take you back to when I started writing my fourth book. I first released my first book in 2015. About a year after that was A Worthy Wife, and almost a year after that was Own Your Worth. There was about a 2.5, almost 3-year gap before I even started writing another book, which brought me to October, or actually June of 2019. The third quarter of 2019, I decided it's time. It's time to pick up and it's time to start writing my fourth book. And I remember my dear friend, Michelle, she had encouraged me. She's like, you know, why don't you just pursue an agent this time? Just do it. And I know before when I first started writing my other books, it just felt so heavy, so big. And I just did not, let's just be honest, I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do the work because I knew how hard it was going to be. I knew that it was going to take a lot of time. And so Michelle, my friend, she just kind of was breathing some life into me and she said, why don't you just do it? So here we are, third quarter of 2019. And I spend the entire quarter actually writing the book. I finish a book in 3 months, and that is the quickest I have ever written a book. Like, usually it takes me a while. Usually I'm not disciplined, but man, did I show up for this book. I was like, okay, we're going to do it. At first, it was a 2-part book. The first part was about healing, and the second part of the book was about health. I wanted women to have a spot where they didn't have to buy a health book and they didn't have to buy a healing book. It was where they could literally combine them together. And finished it. So here we are, fourth quarter of 2019, and I start the intensive research regarding proposals, agents. I enlist my editor, Jody. Shout out to Jody. Jody Brandon Editorial. You can follow her on Instagram. And she started to give me tips and all the things. So I spent the fourth quarter of 2019 preparing this proposal. How can I make myself, let's just be honest, look good? How can I make my writing look excellent? How can I stand out in the crowd? How can I tell a story that's been told but with a unique twist, like everything that they're looking for? So I spent literally the entire 3 months, the last quarter of 2019, doing just that. I got it edited many times and I sent it out to 24 agents. Well, about 7 or 8 came back and they said no. Out of the 24, I got about 8 responses, which I'm very thankful for. Most of the time, you don't even hear back from agents. And so that was kind of discouraging, right? Why didn't people want to pick up this book? It was this constant battle of I'm just not good enough. Maybe I'm just not a good enough writer. I gotten such great feedback from Know Your Worth and people relating to the stories, but that just didn't matter in those moments. What mattered was I just didn't feel like I was living up to what the book industry world wanted me to. In comes January of 2020, and it was at the end of where the agents would have said no, because most agents, well, some agents have a 12-week to a 16-week period before they get back to you. So I thought, well, I'm just going to wait until January to make sure that those periods are over just in case, you know, I hear from somebody. At this time, I didn't know that publishers shut down at a certain time of the year and pick up at a certain time of the year. I didn't know that agents don't really pick up certain clients at certain times. Like learning all of this kind of literally as I go. Because like I've said many times, when I wrote my first book, Know Your Worth, I didn't take a writing class. I didn't have a writing partner. I didn't learn about writing. I just wrote, got it written, got it edited, and that was it. It was like just God's hand all over it. So now we're in January 2020, and I have to make a decision. I have to make a decision. Okay, am I just going to go ahead and self-publish? And I felt defeated. I felt just kind of, I don't want to say hopeless. I just felt just defeated. That's a good word. And then the Lord was like, you know what? You're going to write a whole new book. So instead of it being a two-part book, I split it into two completely separate books. So I took one whole book on healing and made it about healing. Finishing up the first quarter, I wrote an entire new book. I took the about 20,000 or so words from when I split the book into two separate books, and I wrote about another 30,000 or so more words in that quarter. And I had to make a decision then. At that point, okay, do I want to go through the agent process again? Because really, this is an entire new book. It wasn't that I just changed like one chapter or two. It was I actually touched and added a bunch of new chapters and touched on even my older chapters and redid them. And I said, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do it with excellence. We're just going to do it with whatever knowledge that we have. So here I go. Now we're in the second quarter of 2020, and I'm going through this agent process again. The good news is I am pretty organized, and I had emails and everything already collected from the agents previous. And I sent the agents my new manuscript. I sent them my new proposal. And this one I got more feedback from. I had spent pretty much the second and third quarter, we'll just say that, of 2020, going back and forth with agents. I had two phone calls with agents. I had multiple emails. And guess what? All of them were no's. At one point, I had a call with an agent, and she had said to me that, you know, most authors are sometimes better off not writing their first book because if it basically, and I'm paraphrasing what she's saying, if that first book doesn't perform, then it doesn't look quote unquote as good when you go to an agent. You know, if your book didn't sell X amount of copies in this time, then that is leading us to believe that maybe you need to do a lot more things before you're ready to be published by a publishing company or an agent. And let me tell you how discouraging that was, because I knew that my numbers were just what they were. I mean, when I wrote my third book, I did not do a launch team, really. I didn't pursue this big, extravagant push of promotion. I just didn't do it. And maybe I wrote the third book out of just wanting to write. And maybe God never called me to that. But guess what? It's there and it's out. And I know people are getting blessed by it. But in my mind, I just kept thinking, well, what if I didn't write these books? Then would have I gotten picked up? As you can imagine, it has been rather frustrating. And then I was going back and forth with another agent and tips and tricks and things that we talked about, and we had a great phone call. And then she had came back and said that, or what publishers were looking for, is it what I was talking about, even though it was kind of already us working together. There was just so much confusion, frustration. And another email that I had with another agent, she just said, you know, get your numbers up. Just get your numbers up. Get your engagement up. Create the gap. Then maybe I'll consider you. Through this entire 2020, it was this feeling like I'm just not good enough. I didn't have the numbers. And you can look at my Instagram account and you can look at my Facebook, and it still wasn't enough. It wasn't enough for them. It wasn't the engagement that they wanted. It wasn't enough high of numbers. My email list didn't have enough numbers. it was just all around, Jessica, what you've done to this point wasn't worth it. That is literally what the enemy was telling me. Like, what have you been doing with your life up until this point? And here comes more than 10 years in the online space of just, what have you been doing? And then the enemy comes in and goes, you just haven't been doing what you're supposed to be doing, right? And just all of the things you can imagine. Then my friend Elisa, we've been writing partners, and she comes in and she knows how frustrated I am at this point and how I get off this phone call or read this email, and she's telling me all these things that I need to be. Like, convincing me that if I can be these things to her and her agency, then I'll be considered. Now, let me preface to say, I understand the business world. Like, the books and book sales and bookstores, all of that has changed so much, right? Because of the online space. And your social media is basically your storefront. Your email list is your actual store, I guess you could say. And I know that they as an agents have a job to do, right? They also need to make money for their family. And so let me just preface that to say, I get the process, but still the process, it is frustrating and it's hard. So my friend Elisa comes in and she says to me, I don't want you to do anything for 48 hours because my bend is to work. You don't have to tell me to not work. I will work. And in my need to want to do all the right things to be better, to grow, to be a better business owner, you dang right believe I'm going to do all the things. Now, that doesn't mean that God ever gave me permission. And I don't want to say permission as in, like, you know, not wanting me to do anything. But did I ask him? Did I have a conversation with him? Did I say, hey, God, did you ask me to climb that mountain? So for 48 hours, I sat and I was like, okay, what does this mean? And I'm in this constant question all the time of, I'm just not popular enough on social media. And it's, is that what we've come to, right? Of, we want to do God's will. We want to be a speaker. We want to be a writer. We want to take care of our kids. We want to be the best wife. We want these things, but in pursuit of what? In pursuit of what? Are we only going to show up with excellence if, you know, thousands of other people see us? Are we only going to show up with excellence if other people see all these good things that we're doing? Or are we going to show up with excellence regardless? Am I going to love my children well? Am I going to love my spouse well? Am I going to, you know, take care and do everything unto the Lord as He's called me to in my job, in my finances, in my body, even when thousands of people don't see me do it? I've been told, Jessica, just find the gap. Just find the missing piece. Find why people aren't connecting. Find this, it's just this big search, Jessica. Just figure out. It was almost just figure out who you are and who you're talking to. Here's three things I want to share with you today. Number one. Don't allow people to convince you of who you need to become. Number two, slow and steady growth is sustainable growth. Number three, no does not mean forever. It might just mean not right now. In those three things, I know that God, one, He wants my heart. He wants to be able to say that He did it and not me. That's just where I'm at. I want Him to be able to say, nope, that was all me. And I want everybody else to be able to say, that was God. Wow, that was God. That wasn't Jess. As bad as my heart wanted, and still does, He knows the desires, to be picked up by an agent in 2020, it didn't happen. And can I also be honest? Because hello, we're truth talkers here, right? 2020, I had witnessed some of my most amazing friends through social media and some people I know in real life, get book deals with agents of all different sizes on their platforms. Some with 2,000, some with 6,000, some with 25,000, some with more than that, some with people not even on Facebook. But here I am being told, Jessica, you need to do more. Bridge the gap. Do more. Get more people to follow you, Jess. Get more people to like you, right? Don't allow people to convince you of who you need to become. Those were the same words that my friend Michelle, the one who challenged me to go to agents and stuff, also told me recently in November of 2020. she began speaking into my heart and just reminding me that you don't need to become something of this world for God to open doors, because I'm reminded that God is a God that opens doors and he can close doors, but it's all for our good. All for our good. Here's what I'm believing moving forward is that I'm writing this book and I'm self-publishing it this year. In this moment right now, it's going through its first rounds of edits. It's in the hands of my developmental editor. And I've talked with the Lord and I've said, I'm going to show up and do the best that I can with this book. I'm going to treat this book as though it got picked up by an agent. And I'm going to love it well and I'm going to steward it well. And I want people to know and to receive and feel your love through this book. But I'm going to show up with the wisdom that I have today, right now, even when even though I didn't get what my heart desired in 2020. I know this is a story about my journey and process through getting a book deal. But your story and your journey of disappointment, of frustration, of seeing other people get prayers that you've prayed answered. Let's talk about that one. That one just feels gross, doesn't it? How the greed in our hearts get so like, why not me? Here I am. It's 2021. And I had convinced I'm not good enough. I'll never be good enough for an agent or a publisher. And in doing so, you guys know that I'm constantly challenging the way that I think to change the way that I live, which is why I told you what I'm doing this year. I'm treating this book as though it got picked up by an agent. It's going to go through a developmental editor. It's going to go through a copy editor. It's going to have my brother-in-law as the designer of the cover this year. So many things that are good are happening. And I don't need to become somebody quickly. I don't need to become something in my business out of striving, but that I can rest in a God that opens and closes doors that no man can open and close. What is the Holy Spirit speaking to you today, right now, about the words that just left my mouth? About the last 20 minutes of hearing this story, what is the Father speaking to you about your call, about what he's equipped you to do, and maybe about, let's just be honest, a little bit of the ugliness of our own hearts? Slow and steady growth is sustainable growth, and that is where I'm committed. That is where I'm committed to keep pursuing. I want to keep showing up, even if I don't get 1,000 follows or 20 follows or the engagement isn't where people think it should be. In the name of Jesus, I break that off of you and I break it off of me. That we can move forward in this year together, not having to think about what you need to do or what you could have done or who you think you should have been, but who you are right now and who you're becoming. Can we do that together? Can we focus on who we are becoming and how you can show up today with excellence? Period. That's it. It's a new year, and you don't have to wait though for a new year to start a new chapter and to start a new story. You can begin that whenever you want, whenever you want. And a lot of times you don't feel ready, but just because you don't feel ready doesn't mean it's not the right time. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today and hearing just a little piece of my story, of this journey, of my own frustration, of not feeling good enough and feeling like I'll never be good enough to, you know, being able to pray and watch my friends get the things that my own heart desired and how I had to work through all that ugliness to where I am today and what's going to be happening with the book this year. Show up, my friend. Show up. Even if it feels like nothing is happening or you feel like you're not moving forward, showing up is moving forward, and slow and steady growth is always sustainable growth. If you haven't already, I would love for you to take a moment to leave a rating review and to let me know what it is that you are going to be pursuing this year with the Father. Until next time, remember, a no doesn't mean forever. It could just mean not right now. Have you ever felt like you weren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough? If so, then my book, Know Your Worth, is for you. It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, relationships, or finances. You will discover gems to apply to your own life as I take you through my journey of how I was able to overcome pain by realizing my worth wasn't tied into things or people, but God. In my book, Know Your Worth, I will show you how to stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain, how to refuse to settle for anything less than God's best for your life, and how to recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future. Go to jessicahoddle.com/books to get a copy of Know Your Worth today.